The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life, and he will not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him the power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, so here's another Gospel reading from the Gospel according to John. And if you heard me yesterday, I told you we're going to be hearing lots of John for a long time now. Not only are you going to hear John for the rest of the season of Lent, but pretty much every day, all through the season of Easter. And if you don't know already, John is different from Matthew and Mark and Luke. And a lot of times, John can be really hard to understand. John is easy when he tells stories, right? Like the woman at the well. John is easy when he tells about a miracle, like the healing of the man at the pool. But John is difficult when he launches off into these long monologues of Jesus, like the one that you just got finished hearing. And the key to understanding these is to understand John's big themes. That's really the key. So here's a big theme of John that's reflected in what you just heard. The mission of Jesus Christ is to reconcile all of us into oneness with the Father, the same oneness that the Father and the Son have. What's Jesus' mission? To go out and find all the wayward kids and bring them back into the family, right? That's the mission. Okay, so just yesterday, Jesus works a miracle. If you heard the gospel yesterday, he heals the man at the pool. Today, he tells you why he did it. He always does a miracle for a purpose. Today he tells you the purpose. He says, "Come to me, everybody, come to me. I and the Father are one. The Father has given to the Son power over life and over death. He's got possession of life in himself, and he's got power to exercise judgment. Come to me, everybody." Now the Pharisees hear this, and they don't like it. Two reasons why they don't like it. Number one, he's made himself God's equal. Number two, he's done this on a Sabbath. But Jesus uses both of those to make his number one point. Okay? First of all, he says, "I only do what I see the Father doing." Which might sound kind of odd to you, right? Maybe you think that's like Trinitarian language, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Trinitarian language. But for the Jewish people, that was just Hebrew street talk. Because every father taught his son a trade. There was a maxim among the rabbis that said, if a father does not teach his son a trade, he teaches his son how to be a thief. Okay, so what does Jesus do? He just does what the father does, right? Just like any son does what the father does. No surprise there. But what does the heavenly father do? The heavenly father gives life. And so now that's why you see the son giving life. And when does the heavenly father give life? Does he take the Sabbath day off? No, 7 days a week. And it's interesting that in the Jewish law, the one work that was always permitted on the Sabbath was the giving of life, physical life or spiritual life. Question for you this morning. What days are babies born? Does childbirth take the Sabbath day off? Nope. It shows up whenever it shows up, right? And that's why it was always permitted to have a childbirth on the Sabbath. What, you going to tell God no? Wait a day, come back in 24 hours? Tell you something else that was always permitted on the Sabbath, circumcisions in the temple. Always permitted on the Sabbath to give life. So here's the son saying, that's all I'm doing, what the father does. And guess what, everybody? If you don't like what I'm doing, guess who else you're rejecting? And that's what Jesus was saying right here. And with the main message being, I'm doing all of this to draw you back into oneness with the Father, the same oneness that the Father and the Son have. And that's what we need to remember. Okay? Because we lose sight of it. There's so many great things in our faith, really great things. Our faith has, you know, such exemplary personal morality that we teach, you know, about what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, our faith has great social reforms and great goals that we can accomplish for society. And, gosh, we produce beautiful art and architecture and music and all these great things. And if we're not careful, we can begin to think of those things as the purpose of our faith, and lots of people do. Listen, personal morality, it's really important. Our world could use lots of it. But that's a byproduct of union with the Father. That's not an end in itself. It's a byproduct. Or social reform, right? Believe me, the world could use lots of it. Lots of things upside down that could be set right side up. It's great. But that's a byproduct of our union with the Father. It's not an end in itself. Whatever beautiful thing, and this is what we have to keep coming back to. And if you want to talk about our reform in the season of Lent, this is what we want to keep coming back to. Don't so much focus in our conversion of heart as to what we're doing, but now, as always, as to who we are converting back to. Amen.